Welcome back to the first day on 93 WIVC. We are brought to you by our friends at B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. The professionals in the big black trucks, you deserve better plumbing, heating, and cooling service. Call B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They repair, they maintain, they replace, and they educate. Go to BigBlackTrucks.com. I'm Terry Stacy. Glad you're here with me this morning. B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, by the way, they are an Indiana original. It's time to bring in Mel McMahon. Hello, my friend.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
I am, you know what? I'm a little stressed out. I'm not going to lie. A little stressed out. Lots going on. Not in a bad way. Just a lot going on.
Well, she's the founder. If you're just, this is the first time you're hearing us, she is the founder, she and her husband, Lance, of IndianaOriginals.com. You can be a member. It's pretty easy.
It is. All you have to do is go to the website, IndianaOriginals.com, click on Join, and you fill out the application. If your business is an Indiana-owned and operated company that's headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state franchise, we would love to certify you as local and help people supporting local find you faster and easier. And that's what we did with B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, our sponsor. And we have another member in the studio with us who actually specializes in relaxation. So we have plenty to talk about today. Michelle Sigg, founder of NeuroGroove. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
And thank you for having me today.
NeuroGroove.
Right?
What's going on
there? Doesn't that sound great?
Is this a bar? Is this a saloon? What's going on there at that NeuroGroove?
Well, NeuroGroove is about just being your best year. And we do that right now through two different ways, specifically neurofeedback and massage therapy.
And we've heard about neurofeedback before. We've talked about that a little bit. Massage therapy is super popular. Which one did you start first?
We started with massage therapy.
And how did you become a massage therapist?
A long, long time ago. No, just kidding. About probably 30 years ago, when I went to college originally, I thought I wanted to be an electrical engineer. And as I went through the program... And at the time, it was a GMI Institute of Management and Engineering. Now it's called Kettering College. But back then, we had corporate sponsors. And so we had to work for 12 weeks, go to school for 12 weeks. And while I was in one of my work sessions, they asked my 19-year-old self to give them an evaluation. Except for at 19, you don't always realize they really may not want everything you have to say. We transitioned corporate sponsors. And I thought, oh, I'm going to get on the management side of business instead of the engineering side. And then unfortunately, some things happened at home, so I had to go back home. And as I was regrouping, I ended up at our local community college, and I ended up taking a technical writing class. And in the technical writing class, we had to do a feasibility study. And I chose, what is massage therapy? How would that affect kids or adults who are even going back to college? Because who's more stressed at that point in time than someone who already has a job, probably has a family, and they have to recreate themselves? And so when I figured out that people got paid to do massage therapy, I'm like, hey, I think I can do that. So after I got my 2-year degree, I ended up going down to Florida, and I ended up getting certified in massage therapy, and that was 25 years ago.
And you're still doing it today?
Yes.
And for people who are not as familiar with massage therapy as maybe Terry and I, share with our listeners the benefits of massage therapy.
Well, the first thing about massage therapy, I think that's the most important or underestimated part of massage therapy, is that people don't always realize how much tension they carry within their tissue. A lot of times people will say, oh, wow, when you're massaging them, they knew they already had tension in their neck and shoulders. But as you move around different parts of their back or their arms or their legs, they're like, oh, I didn't even know that was there. And that's not atypical. That is pretty normal. And so thankfully, we only hurt where it's the worst, where it aches or get our attention. But that being said, it still doesn't mean that those areas aren't there. So with massage therapy, you can get a lot of the ick, is what I call it, like kind of out of your tissues. And so you can relax and you can actually get a better feedback to your body, like really, well, where am I carrying tension? Again, I thought maybe it was only in my neck and shoulders. Perhaps it's lower back. Maybe it's, you know, glutes.
And there's all different kinds of massages, right?
Absolutely. And there's more and more all the time. There are different modalities that are created, and they're very interesting.
And what do you specialize in?
Typically, I do mostly what they call a deep tissue massage. It's a very customized massage, so it's not just like a relaxing Swedish, which you might get on a cruise ship or if you're going somewhere and they're doing more volume, because they don't have the time or the energy to necessarily get really into the tissues. And so I do a more, again, it's very customized. And the other different things I've added in over the years when I take different continuing education classes, I've done everything from a little bit of reflexology, but that's not my, it's not all that I do. I'm the most current thing that I recently learned was something called neural reset therapy. And that actually can help people if they've had an injury that has healed. Maybe perhaps they still have some discomfort, and that can sometimes be helpful. And there also is included in that a scar reset. So sometimes if people had had, whether it's a surgery or some other accident or anything, there's a way to release the scar if it's been stuck or...
Wow. It's fascinating, Terry. We were talking, getting ready for this interview, and there's just so much to learn, so much you can do these days. And people get massages regularly, right? I mean, some people it's just a luxury, but other people, I mean, that's how they...
How they get to the next
function.
Week.
Yeah, that's how they function. True. So with that, so we kind of talked about the body part. Let's go into neurofeedback, because that's more of the brain, right?
Yes. A lot of times we underestimate our brain. And what I mean by that is what they're finding now, besides that you can teach old dogs new tricks with the neuroplasticity, a lot of people already know that what you eat can also affect your brain, the way the different neurochemicals can work. But the other part that people have underestimated is how much we do on our auto navigation system. And when we get stressed or if we're overtired, we tend to default to the auto navigation system. And sometimes it's not our best selves.
So things we don't even think about, like turning on the light switch or, you know, yelling something or, you know, just like, just whatever's automatic. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What we do automatically. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it weird that I still pull a chain over the sink at my parents' house that hasn't been there for 30 years? Because the light's gone, but for some reason, my brain still thinks there's a light there.
This is Michelle Sig, by the way. NeuroGroove is the company that she has founded, and they do not only the massage therapy, but also this neurofeedback. Treatment or cure?
It is actually a training.
A training.
A training. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's brain is in its own place. And so what someone may say, hey, I'm capable of this much, may not be the same for the next person. And so we never want to necessarily say, hey, this is where you should be, because we really don't know what we're all capable of. But when we do the training, then our brain reorganizes itself. And that's the important part, that it does it itself. And then we can be our best us.
We just have a couple of minutes left. And so I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but I do want to know, how does it work? You come in and you want a neurofeedback treatment of some sort. How does that work, if you can explain that?
Okay, so when someone would first come into our office, we would have them fill out some paperwork. And we have a checklist of concerns. And that way, before they do their training, they write down if something is an issue, they'll check the box. And they'll rate it on a scale from 1 to 10, how much it bothers them or how much of it may be a concern or an issue. Then they come into the back and we have them sit in a nice anti-gravity chair.
Ooh.
Make them nice and comfy, and then we hook them up to the computer, and then we give them a blanket if they like, because, or at least let them know, because sometimes when we relax we can get cold. And then for 34 minutes they don't have to do anything. They actually can just have time to themselves. They can watch the screen and see the pretty pictures. But while the program's going, what they're going to hear is that they're going to hear skips or interruptions in the music, and that's actually the feedback that they're getting. It's auditory.
It's absolutely fascinating.
And it truly is. I want to do it.
And real quick,
sure.
Terry, you should.
Well, I should. But it helps what?
What have clients reported have improvements they've seen?
The one of the biggest ones we have is sleep improvements. Another one is focus. Another one is mindfulness. Oh. Another one is reactionary.
I'm checking all the boxes.
Right?
But if people, and sometimes it's just being more on time, or having a better understanding of what we can actually accomplish in a moment of time, so it becomes much more efficient, and it becomes an easier day.
That's cool.
It's fascinating. I know you have a ton of information on your website, too. Give us your website.
It's www.neuro-groove.com.
And you can also find Michelle on IndianaOriginals.com.
Wow, Michelle Sig, thank you. It's good to see you. And very interesting. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Mel McMahon, you're the best.
Thanks, Terry. So are you.
News is next. 93 WIBC.